The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Starting on September 29th, the Raven Collective will be touring their production of the play Bunk No. 7. Marianne Brorup Weston directs the play and founded the Raven Collective Indigenous Theater Group. Weston talked about meeting playwright Larry Ganou and what Bunk No. 7 is about.
So in 2001, I met Larry Ganou and at that point decided to form a First Nations theater company. And Larry had a story to tell. And the story was about his time at Edmonton Indian Residential School.
The play has been 20 years in the making, debuting for the first time last year at the R.E.M. Lee Theatre in Terrace. However, Weston did talk about a time when the play almost debuted in Toronto.
The play was almost ready in 2005 to premiere in Toronto at the Native Earth Performing Arts, which is Canada's biggest Indigenous theatre company. At that point, Larry suddenly passed away and there was one rewrite left. So that's 17 years ago. And all this time, I've been trying to find a way, and that way is now.
Now, 17 years later, Weston is taking the show on tour to tell Ganou's story around the Northwest. Though it does look a little different, Weston talked about some of the changes in the play compared to last November.
Well, first of all, I had have three different actors. That's number one. And they're going to bring a new level and understanding of the character. And number two, just putting a project on pause like that and coming back to it, it's somehow in all the players, cast crew, everybody, it kind of matures a little bit. When I came back to it, I had new eyes and I saw new stuff, but I also realized I had new actors who brought new things. So I'm pretty confident this show will be taken to another level.
This new level will reach people over a 4,000 kilometer distance around northern BC. And Weston gave a quick rundown of the stops planned for the next 2 months.
Kind of interesting because we start in Terrace and then we go to Rupert one weekend, we go to Smithers the next weekend, we go to Kitimat the next weekend, then we go to Lac-Damics. That's the last weekend of October. So we're going home every night. But when we take off to Prince George, where we perform on November 5th, and we go from Prince George to Dawson Creek to Fort Nelson and to Fort St. John and then to Doig River First Nation.
The tour will start in Terrace at the R.E.M. Lee Theatre on September 29th and will finish in Doig River on November 13th. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can read the full story at canada-info.ca.